podcast world. Welcome to the Essence of Body, Mind, and Spirit, hosted by yours truly, Tyshawn Robinson. Today, I just want to share with you some of the self-positive statements that we can say to ourselves when we're are having a rough day, or when we're struggling in our day, or with people, with someone at work, or with someone at home. There's some self-positive statements that we can say to ourselves, because sometimes, you know, we have some self-complexes and they run very, very deep. And you know, it may take a lot of time, and it may take some counseling sessions or some therapy to unravel these things in our lives. So whatever the case may be, there are some things that we could say to ourselves, positive self-statements. And so let's see, what do we have to share today? Let's start with this one. Today, I will celebrate me. You know, you ever get the unction to do that? Like, just treat yourself to a nice hot bubble bath with some light candles and maybe some music, some of your favorite music in the background. Just treat yourself. You might want to treat yourself to a movie, you know, buy yourself some popcorn or some treats to go with that. You don't have to take anybody with you. This is about treating yourself. You might check yourself into a hotel one evening and just spend the night in a nice hotel. You know, be selective where you want to, you know, where you want a room for the night. You might want to be up on the top floor to get you a nice city view. You know, you just treat yourself. Treat yourself. You know, you want to celebrate you. Celebrate you for you know, just making it to work every day without cussing somebody out. You know, treat yourself. You know, you made it through the day without, you know, letting anybody steal your joy. Treat yourself. All right? Celebrate you. All right? I can find peace through prayer and meditation. Yes, you can. You can find peace through prayer and meditation. First of all, you know, if you were anything like me, you don't know what to pray for all the time. You know, Jesus taught us how to pray. You know, it starts off with "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debtors, forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Jesus taught us how to pray. And when you don't know what to pray, meditate. Meditate on what? Meditate. Meditate on your favorite scripture. Meditate on those scriptures that mean so much to you. Meditate on the scriptures that you remember the most. Meditate on the good things. Paul said, meditate on positive things, things that are beautiful, things that are noble, love, peaceful. Think about those things. Meditate. Here's another one. My confidence is beautiful. My confidence is beautiful. You know, so you have to believe that about yourself. And I believe that about myself. My confidence is beautiful. And listen, I'm not always confident in things, but when I am confident, it's a beautiful thing. It is. It's a beautiful thing. My smile can make someone feel better. Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that my smile can make someone feel better. And sometimes, you know, when you're smiling and that's the joy that's coming from within, you know, you can't help but smile because you're full of joy. You have joy. Now, you know, if you're not a person who normally don't smile, okay, well, I mean, that's some people's DNA. That's just their makeup. They're not a person that smiles a lot. And I'm one of those persons that smile often. I mean, that's just who I am. It's in my nature. And smiling, and it's not in some people's nature. Okay? Doesn't mean it's good or bad. It's just, that's just not who they are. All right, here's another one, and then we'll close it out for the day. I am happy with who I am. I am happy with who I am. And I'm a person who I have grown to appreciate this statement. Because there was a time when I wasn't happy with who I was. And until, you know, I began to learn the things of God, then I realized, you know, that I had some growing to do. You know, I chose to change some behaviors, and I chose to change some choices that I was making in my life. And yes, and now I am happier with who I've become. And so I thank God for that. And I hope that you got something out of those positive myself statements, and hope that, you know, you could maybe use one or two, put one or two use in your walk, your daily walk. And if there be nothing else, I hope that you will tune in the next segment. Until then, in closing, reflect, discover, and share your thoughts until we meet again. Thank you for tuning in to The Essence of Body, Mind, and Spirit. I'm your host, Tyshawn Robinson. Be safe, be blessed, be whole.